Mr. Rodriguez, Rodriguez. First name is Federico, Federico, 410-88. Chief complaint, I'm here for my yearly physical, number one, number two, history of heartburn, number three, hoarseness, next number is mild cough, next number, strong family history of Barrett's esophagus and stomach cancer. Our patient is a 34-year-old gentleman, married, two children, has been feeling a little grouchy, was diagnosed with hypogonadism last year, had an implant placed for testosterone, but he didn't like it, cost him too much money, didn't work, in quotation. Patient is a maintenance worker, he does drink a lot of water, he works outside, period. He's from Mexico, he's been here since 2008, family history, mom left when the patient was 3 years old, dad had diabetes, coronary artery disease, stroke, cancer of the esophagus. COVID immunizations up to date. He also had COVID a year ago. Allergy, none on drug. Allergy, medications, none. Medical problems, hypogonadism, surgical problem, none. Review of system, heartburn, hoarseness, cough, tiredness, leg pain, leg swelling, sometimes in a bad mood. So it feels like the symptoms have gotten worse since COVID. Has had an implant for testosterone that didn't work. Weakness, tiredness, no history of sleep apnea, not overweight. Wrist pain, arm pain, leg pain, right leg pain, and lymphadenopathy when he had COVID. He weighs 191 pounds according to our chart. His weight stable from 2021, 99%, 98.1, 16, 71, 128 over 69, heart positive, swam positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixture of JVD, skin shows, no rash, arm, mucosal tank, lesion, logical, non-focal, TM, slight fluid noted behind the TM bilaterally. Number one, wellness exam completed. Number two, check blood work, including testosterone, B12, TSH, PSA. Number three, gastroesophageal reflux, adnexium. Number four, hoarseness could be related to his reflux. Number five, family history of Barrett's esophageal cancer. Number six, rule out esophageal Barrett's esophagus. Number seven, we'll have him see Dr. Walker for EGD. Number eight, check blood level today. Number nine, St. John's wort recommended for mood changes. He's not suicidal. He doesn't have any feelings toward hurting himself or others. Next number is EGD ASAP needed. Next number is for otitis media. For serous otitis media, I recommended prednisone, but prednisone makes him feel bad, in quotation, so I'm going to give him Claritin 10 milligram once a day along with the Nexium prescription. Next number, check PSA, like I said, along with testosterone. Next number is leg pain, arm pain, multifactorial. Next number is leg swelling at the end of the day. It could be related to testosterone. Next number is fatigue. Next number is dizziness. Quarter ultrasound is within normal limits in face of dizziness. Next is palpitation with excessive exercise. Echocardiogram is completely within normal limits. Next number is recent history of COVID-19. Next number is check blood work before calling it long COVID. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number is he knows to take St. John's wort, STJOHNWARTS, 2 to 3 tablets at bedtime to help him calm down. So we get the results of the blood test, and we go from there. Next time, he's definitely not interested in a testosterone implant any longer. Thank you.